So basically,
Many shows, no? So
yeah,
need to
it's a problem. So Yonah went to the sukkah, which we said he wanted to. His mazel was very bad, and decided that he would try to stay away, and focus on Torah. At Vayeshev Batzel. Ad asher yira ma'aseh, he was hoping his mazel would change to good. And he's like hoping, Hashem, please give me good mazel. But he was just hot and which is not working. He was getting nowhere, which means that he was stuck in his mazel. He had a bad Gilgal. He was from a Gilgal from the previous Gilgal, and he was stuck in a bad mazel. And he said, it's really not possible to change the mazel. But Lama said he got something, Yonah. Vayiman Hashem prepared for him, kikayon, a type of tree which is connected to the ground, very tall. Vayaal me'al Yonah, and it went on top of him. Liot tzela rosho, to give him shade. Lahatzilo mera also, to save him from his ra, from the heat of the sun, which is a very strong language. But Yismach Yonah, and he was very, very happy. Simcha. So what happened? He was starting to get something. Taka got something. He got shade. He was starting to get comfortable. Now all of a sudden, the Olam Hazeh was kicking in. The Kikayon de Yonah was starting to give him a certain amount of comfort in the world. Okay. Now, says the Gra, where'd he get it from? I thought he can't change the mazel. So he says it's like the story we learned it in Ma'alei Satira. It's like the story of who was it? Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, maybe?
That's who he's exactly answering.
Yeah. That, no, not Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. I
Okay.
just, the Gemara ben Metzia.
Different Gemara?
Yeah, I have the Gemara ben Metzia. It's the Gemara ben Metzia. We just learned it. Hello? The Tarpi the Ali.
Oh.
Who is it?
Oh, shoot.
So, we just learned it. So, the Gemara says, he says, you know where he got it from? Listen to the Gemara. This is where he got it from. The Gemara says that misogyny of the Baal Choy, right? The Gemara says, should be right here. Yeah. He was asking him. Ashkari So Rabba Bar Avuha saw Eliyahu HaNavi in a cemetery of
Egregious.
Ohdei Kochavim. And basically, they were talking and learning. And in the end, he says to him, why aren't you learning well? He says, I'm not learning well because I'm very poor. Well, I'm very poor. Now, what does he mean to be very poor? So make money. Stop being poor. Obviously, he was saying, I have bad mazel. I can't make money. I'm destined to a life of complete poverty. That's what Tzchik Leshaita. Tzchik Leshaita means the Shah is bad for me. Hey, I'm stuck. So Eliyahu HaNavi says, come with me to Gan Eden. So he goes to Gan Eden. Omale, take your shirt off and take the leaves of the Gan Eden.
Cool.
Take your coat, fill up the leaves of the Gan Eden, go down to the Olam Hazeh and sell it. You make a lot of money. Gan Eden leaf. So he's doing it. And as he walks out, he hears a voice saying, who's the person taking his schar from Olam Haba and bringing it into Olam Hazeh? So he says, no, I don't want it. He goes back, drops the leaves. In the end, the jacket still had the fragrance of the leaves of the Gan Eden. He comes back and he sells the jacket and he's able to live. So Ma'alot HaTorah explains the Gemara that the leaves, he didn't want to get the schar of the mitzvot, but he wanted to get the schar of the extra things, the leaves. Even that, he was getting his schar in Olam HaZeh. The odor was something extra. Okay, that doesn't take away. So says the Gra from that Gemara, says the Gra, that this guy, the Yonah now, was the Chika Leshaita. He was very poor. And he wasn't poor because he was lazy. He was poor because that's it. That's your mazel. But you're pushing and pushing and you really want, I'll give it from your Olam Haba. So the Kikoyan the Yonah is from Olam Haba. So he says, why? He says, because regular shade, sale, what do you use for skach to give your shade? Leaves, yeah. Palm fronds? Yeah. After a week, after 2 weeks, shrivels up, doesn't do anything. It doesn't last. So any shade he was getting was not lasting. It's falling apart. But the Kikoyan Yona is connected to the ground. And it provides shade, so it never dies. So you want to get from Olam Haba, it's everlasting. You'll get it, no problem. But it's going to come off the cheshbon. So that girl, that was what was going on over here.
Wow. Be careful what you ask, what you wish for.
Yeah. V'notel Hashem, michelko began Eden, v'noten lo b'olam hazeh. Kemase de Rav Chanina bar Abdoisa, v'chein v'rabba bar Avua, shelokach mitarpe de Gan Eden. That's what he's referring to, that Gemara. But ha'inyan, shekol oisha olam hazeh, really wealth in this world, who mitarpe ilno de Gan Eden, it's like the leaves. You ever heard of someone that spent their whole lives collecting leaves? I heard of people who spent their whole life collecting fruit.
Yeah.
You spend your whole life collecting a leaf? But the money in this world is like the leaf compared. It's like the side. It's not the main thing. So zeh loshen vayiman. So he's trying to be medayik the word vayiman Hashem Elokim. It's a very strange word. I never saw that word anywhere. So he says shenasan lo oisha gadol me'alei gan eden. He brought him from the leaves of Gan Eden, and that was what. Said fine, no problem. Okay. I don't know. That's why. What? Not sure exactly. That's why I'm saying. Okay. So the Kikoyon is the remez to the Olam in Gan Eden. I don't know the connection really, but that's what it means. Kikoyon, I guess, is a word that doesn't. Yeah. Vayal me'al yoina liyus tzel al roishay. So this is providing a tzel. Okay, ki Hashemish make otosh nolad b'chisaron. He called toy v'ra kol me'Hashemish. So the Shemesh was bad for him because remember he was getting hit by the Shemesh. The Shemesh refers to teva, nature. He was getting smashed by the Shemesh because he was under the jurisdiction of the sun. Means he was in a bad mazel. So the only thing which protected him was coming out of the mazel is getting the kayon, which is olam haba. Okay. Now, Yismach Yoina al Kikoyin Simcha Gedoila. So the girl says a funny lashon. She says Shesamach Meod Shehigia El Ta'avosa. He got what he wanted. In other words, the girl says the way he explains it here is. That there is nowhere in the entire Tanakh, according to the Gra, okay? What he explains it. This is an addition from Brevda. The Brevda says that there's nowhere in Tanakh that it says Simcha Gedola and Gashmiut. It only says it about Ruchnis, about spiritual achievement. You can achieve Simcha Gedolah for a spiritual achievement. It will never say in the Tanakh that you got Simcha Gedolah from a physical achievement. So what's it saying here, Simcha Gedolah? According to this Pshat. Simcha Gedolah is Shehigi El Ta'avaso. He got what he wanted. It's not that he enjoyed the actual pleasure of the thing. But he said, oh, I finally got it. The It's like a lot of times, the thrill is the challenge. It's not so much what
the reward.
The right. It's like half the time when you close the deal, it's not the amount of money that you got. It's that you got the deal. Right, I got the deal. So now you're more simple. You don't even the money that comes in yet, but like I got it. So he's like, I got what I wanted. I got Hashem to give it to me. I got the thing that I was chasing. So I got simcha from them. That's what the girl's saying. Because otherwise, you can't say you got simcha from the actual shade, because you don't get simcha from gashmis. That's the girl. So that's where Brev is learning those words. She samach me'od. She gia el ta'avato. When he got what he wanted, that's the simcha that he had. Okay? Now, unbelievable what's going on over here. But now you understand this whole kikayon is like, why it's a whole big deal of the kikayon? It's like such a focal point in the whole thing. Because it brings out how badly Yonah was missing the boat. Right? Now, Vayiman Elohim Tola'at Balot HaShachar V'atachet HaKikayon Vayivach. So all of a sudden the Kikayon dies out. So there's a tola'as, a bug that comes and eats up the tree. And it dries up. Okay. Strange story here. I've seen the Pashut Pshat and the simple Pshat. It's a little weird. A little weird. I'm not sure what the significance is exactly. But again, according to the Gra, he says that Hashem wanted to show him that you can't really fully enjoy. If your enjoyment is going to come from Olam Hazeh, it's never going to be lasting forever. If you enjoy the Olam Haba in Olam Haba, it will last forever. But if you're going to enjoy it in Olam Hazeh, it's not going to last forever. There's going to be something that's going to come and make it that you're not going to enjoy it. Nothing lasts forever. Nobody has a perfect life. No one is in a situation that they always like it. You have to know that. So life was hard for you. So what did you ask for? So you asked, I want more money. Okay, now you got your money. Money went away. If a person is constantly fighting their mazel and fighting and just trying to get better, they're not going to come to a state of enjoyment. If you embrace it and you say, this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and you live with the Ratzon of Hashem, then you'll be happy. But if you're fighting it the whole time, so Hashem can give you a temporary answer, but it comes away, it will go away eventually. It'll last. That's the point, according to this, right? But there's still a few more questions to figure out exactly how it ends, okay? So we'll see. Let's just see the end. It's... Yeah, I'll leave.